Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, February 10th. You'll be interested to know. 34 years ago, today in 1990, the spacecraft Galileo conducted a flyby of Venus during its journey to Jupiter, collecting valuable data about the planet's atmosphere and surface. This encounter provided important insights into Venus, enhancing our understanding of planetary characteristics and the dynamics of the solar system as a whole. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF report. Expect thigh-to-waist-high surf on Monday with glassy morning conditions and knee-to-thigh-high surf on Tuesday with semi-glassy conditions. Wednesday features chest-to-shoulder-high surf in the morning, fading to waist-high sets in Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair at 2 to 3 feet until 2. After that, it turns choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide when the south-southeast swell is 2.5 feet at 9 seconds and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 6 foot at 7:15 a.m. with a minus 1.5 foot low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 44 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:30 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:35. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing by mid-morning, then becoming partly sunny with a high near 61, accompanied by a gentle southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 48 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain on Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 58. Tuesday night brings a chance of rain and lows around 48. Wednesday continues with a chance of rain, partly sunny skies, and a high near 59. Rain is likely Thursday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 62. Rain persists Friday with mostly cloudy skies at a high near 60. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego is planning significant changes to its parking system, aiming to address a budget crisis. Proposed updates include ending free street parking on Sundays and introducing demand-based variable pricing in popular areas. Officials anticipate these changes could generate as much as $100 million annually. Additionally, meter hours may extend into late evenings, with proposed rate increases aligning more closely with cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco. A recent study revealed parking demand varies greatly, prompting a shift to variable pricing. The city is also exploring fees for off-street parking at local parks and beaches, which may spark controversy. Now on to sports. Last night in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans, the Philadelphia Eagles crushed the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. Jalen Hurts was on fire, going 17-22, with 221 yards, 2 passing touchdowns. And a rushing touchdown with 72 yards on 11 rushes. Cooper DeJean's Pick Six. And Josh Sweat's relentless pressure kept Patrick Mahomes in check. Despite Saquon Barkley's record-breaking season, Philly's revamped defense stole the show, sacking Mahomes six times and securing their second Super Bowl title. In local sports, the Kings are off until February 22nd for the Four Nations Tournament. Tonight, the Lakers, sitting at 31-19, take on the struggling Utah Jazz at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James, averaging 28 points, spearheads the Lakers' attack. Meanwhile, the Jazz at 12-38 face a tough challenge. The Lakers are favorites by 1.5 points. With Utah's key players marked as game-time decisions, the Lakers aim to extend their winning streak to six. In top news, a renewed focus on alcohol's health effects has sparked a debate. Is alcohol or marijuana worse for you? Unfortunately, both can be harmful. Ryan Vandry, a professor at Johns Hopkins University, emphasizes that if health is a concern, neither should be used. Alcohol has been extensively studied, revealing risks like cancer and liver issues. In contrast, marijuana's health effects are less understood. While smoking cannabis may increase the risk of head and neck cancer, the overall connection remains uncertain. Both substances impair cognitive function and can be addictive, highlighting the importance of moderation in use. In business news, investors are increasingly pouring money into cricket, drawn by its global appeal and new short-format competitions. High-profile figures include Microsoft Chief Executive Officer Satya Nadella, Google Chief Executive Officer Sundar Pichai, and India's billionaire Ambani family. Recently, an auction for franchises in the United Kingdom's, the 100 League, attracted substantial investments from tech leaders. Nadella, part of a consortium, invested approximately $180 million for a stake in the London Spirit team. Meanwhile, Ambani's Reliance Industries acquired a stake in the Oval Invincibles for around $74 million, further fueling cricket's rise in the United States. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% over the weekend to about $97,000. Ethereum is down 3% to about $2,600. And Goatsis Maximus is unchanged at 12 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Donald Trump and his family have reportedly earned approximately $100 million from trading fees related to his meme coin, Trump Coin. While some investors profited early on, more than 810,000 wallets collectively lost $2 billion. Analysts noted that fast-moving traders, likely insiders, bought the coin at its launch price of 18 cents and sold quickly for gains. Public Citizen has called for investigations into whether Trump violated the Constitution by promoting the coin. The organization emphasized that buyers are not receiving tangible products, but rather digital receipts, raising ethical concerns about potential foreign influence. And in entertainment news, Mufasa continues to shine at the box office with a photorealistic Lion King prequel achieving global ticket sales of $671 million. Over the weekend, the film added $8.5 million from 52 overseas markets. With a domestic total of $235 million and international earnings of $433 million, it stands as the seven-figgest release of 2024. Meanwhile, Paddington in Peru has crossed the $100 million mark internationally, while Universal's Love Hurts and Dogman struggled to connect with audiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the French novelist and pioneer of science fiction, Jules Verne. And he said, "Science, my lad, is made up of mistakes, but they are mistakes which are useful to make because they lead little by little to the truth." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.